Chapter 4. The next day, Mrs. Hudson was very worried.
"I do not think Mr. Holmes is well," she said. "He walked up and down in his room all night."
I knew Holmes was not happy. He needed to solve the problem. "I will talk to him," I told Mrs. Hudson.
"You can't," she said. "He is not here."
"Where did he go?" I said.
Mrs. Hudson shook her head. She did not know.
There was a knock at the door. It was a policeman.
"Good afternoon, sir," he said. "I am Detective Jones."
"Good afternoon, Detective," I said. "How may I help you?"
"We cannot solve the crime," he said. "But Mr. Holmes can. He told me to meet him here."
I was surprised. Holmes did not know how to solve the crime, and he was not here. What should I tell the detective? Suddenly, someone came into the room. It was an old sailor.
"Aha," he said. "There you are. I found the Aurora."
I was shocked. "You must not walk into someone's home," I said. The sailor laughed.
"It is me, Sherlock Holmes."
Detective Jones and I did not believe him. This was not Sherlock Holmes. This sailor was an old man. Detective Jones grabbed him. The sailor laughed again.
"It is me. I am wearing a disguise."
The sailor took off his clothes. He took off his hat. He took off his face. It really was Holmes.
"Good Lord," said Detective Jones. "It really is you."
"Of course it is me," said Holmes. "I am very good at disguises."
We ate dinner together, and Holmes told us what he did. He went to the river in disguise to find the Aurora.
"I found it in a repair yard," said Holmes. "That is why the children cannot find it. It is not on the river. The man with the wooden leg was there, and the treasure is on the boat."
"He wants to take the treasure out of London on the boat," I said. Holmes nodded.
"Yes, he will leave when it is dark, but I have a plan.
Detective Jones, you must meet Watson and me at the river tonight at 7 p.m. Holmes and I met Detective Jones at the river at 7 p.m. The police were there. They had a boat.
"We will wait," said Holmes. "When the Aurora leaves, we will follow it."
We waited outside the repair yard. It was dark and quiet. Then a small light came on. Slowly a boat came out. There were two people on the boat. We followed it. We were quiet and slow behind them, but they went faster.
"They saw us," I said.
"Quick," said Holmes. "They are getting away."
The Aurora went faster. We went faster too. We chased them down the river. They were fast, but we were faster. We were the fastest. We got closer. We saw two men. We saw the man with the wooden leg and another man. The other man shot something at us. The police got out their guns. Bang! Bang! They killed him. He fell into the river. We reached the boat. The police got the man with the wooden leg.
"Well done," I said in excitement.
Holmes pointed to something. It was a poison dart. It was next to us.
"We were lucky," said Holmes. "He nearly killed us."